Bon Jovi, Who Says You Can't Go Home? Easy Rock at 8:40, 9:40 in the Crescent Valley with Wayne and Jane in the morning. And here we are starting a brand new year. It's 2015, and if your life has been, kind of not going very well for the last couple of years, maybe we can get a little help this morning from Daryl Mobley, one of the world's leading life and executive coaches. He's actually been named America's Best Life Coach. Listen to what he's done. He's created JanetTV.com, which is a leading sports web channel for women, graduated West Point, parachuted hundreds of times, ran with the Bulls in Spain. He's dived for pearls in Tahiti.
Nice.
He's competed in the World Wife Carrying Championships.
Yes.
He's done that. He's a snake wrangler. He's Backpack Asia, wrestled alligators, founded a leading family magazine, picked oranges, and been a horse whisperer.
And he has time to talk to us this morning.
Joins us on the phone from Austin, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Well, we're tired just reading about what all you've done.
But I tell you what, the one thing you left off of there is I have three kids, and believe me, they are more taxing than all of that.
Keep you on your toes, eh?
Absolutely.
I love the new book. It's called Rescue Your Life, 30 Days Between You and a Brand New You. Okay, help us out. What's the first thing we need to do? If we want to make 2015 the absolute best year ever, what do we need to do?
The very first thing you need to do is to take full responsibility for who you are, for where you are, and for why things are as they are in your life. You see, only when you take full responsibility will you give yourself the superpower to make the changes you need to make. Whenever we can blame people and say, well, it's their fault, it's his fault, it's her fault, it's my boss, it's my mom from 20 years ago, whatever. Whenever we do that, we give away our power instead of taking power. So the very first step is to take full responsibility, which will give you a superpower.
Okay, what about then? What's the next step? Do you have to actually write goals or no?
Well, written goals are nice because they are a commitment you are making. But the very best thing to do after you've taken responsibility and accepted the power of that is to decide. To decide that for you it's going to be different. To decide when for you it's going to be different. Decide you're going to make changes. We become better not through chance, but through change. So we have to decide to change. Then you have to get a plan. Then you have to follow it. Sounds very simple. It is. The key is to commit to the simple and put your head down and work toward your goals.
So why do we all fail so miserably?
Well, we fail because primarily we get distracted. We fail because we're surrounded by people who don't support us. We fail because we accept the mantra that we cannot have it all being what we want. The best thing we can do is get unstuck. And that is the biggest problem. Most people, they're stuck in a habit. They're stuck in a pattern of behaving and acting. You've got to get unstuck. You've got to break the habit and establish new habits. Once you do that, you can become successful. But you have to accept the fact that you cannot become what you want to become by being who you are right now.
And when you talk about being successful, it's not about money. If that's your goal, great, but it can be just about life stuff. It can be about sports. It can be about anything, right?
It could be, being successful in a relationship,
right.
Key. Having kids and raising them, as I indicated earlier on, that being successful at that is immeasurable. Your health, it can be money, it can be professional success. It can be whatever you decide. What is your thing? You decide because it's your life, but we have to decide to become successful. It's not luck. Success is not luck. It doesn't just happen. Success is a result of things we do.
How about this? We need to all understand, too, that there's going to be road bumps in our life. I mean, this year, some horrible things are probably going to happen in my life. But that shouldn't throw me off being the brand new me, should it?
No, not at all. In fact, every day I go out and I know it could rain, it could be cold, it could be hot, whatever. I don't let that stop me. I take a raincoat if I think it's going to rain. I have an umbrella. I dress differently if it's hot or cold. In other words, that's just life.
Yeah.
Life is not fair. Life is not unfair. You know what life is? It's life. And so it changes. It moves. Unlike most people, life says, hey, I'm going to change. Deal with it.
Yeah.
So we have to deal with the changes, the bumps and bruises, the trips, the falls, and say, it doesn't matter. I'm going to become the new me. And if we do that, then we accept the inevitable flips and flops as part of the deal. It's not who we are. It's not our destiny. It simply is something that happened. For example, right here now in Austin, Texas, it is cool for us. I know that in a few months, it's going to be hot. It's going to change. Yeah. That's the way life is. So if things go up for you, fantastic. Just understand, keep plowing because things could dip a little bit. If things go down for you, if you trip and fall, it's okay. But get up, wipe yourself off, and move forward. Always make progress. Here's one thing I want to make sure I say to everyone. A key to all successful people who are fabulously successful, one thing they commit to is making progress each and every day. Mm-hmm. Never let a day go by that you don't make progress towards your goals. Never, ever, ever. No exceptions, no excuses. Never let a day go by that you don't. If you do that, you'll be successful, far more successful than you can even dream of.
Love it. Daryl L. Mobley, the new book is called Rescue Your Life, 30 Days Between You and a Brand New You. I wish we could chat forever, but we can't. So how do we get more information from you?
Well, I would like to offer to everyone a freebie. It's a free ebook I have, which is Life's Success Codes. It's 8 Secrets of the Wealthy and Successful and the Happy. You can get that for free. Just go to successabc.com. Successabc.com. If you want to contact me, you can. Just go to askdarylmobley.com. And that's the only correct way to spell Daryl is D-A-R-R-Y-L, Mobley, M-O-B-L-E-Y.com. Askdarylmobley.com.
Daryl, a pleasure to have you on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wayne. Thanks, Jane. Have a great day.
Wayne and Jane.
It makes me feel great.
Easy Rock.